101.3 WIBD and AM 1470. It is 7:33 in Community Conversations morning. First time guest in the studio, Nancy Kunkler, who is the Communications Director for the West Bend School District. You've been on the job, what, about 6 months?
No, only about 6 weeks.
Only about 6 weeks?
Actually, yes.
Oh, that's right.
October.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how's it going so far?
It's great. I'm really learning a lot, getting to know a lot of really great people. So, excited to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in this morning. We'll talk about the great things that are going on in the West Bend schools. Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with, I can't possibly go through all of the fundraisers or other things that the schools and even classrooms are doing for the holidays for those less fortunate. But coming up on Friday, the East Boys, West Bend East Boys Sons basketball team is holding a Coaches versus Cancer event when they play Hartford on Friday evening.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of unique also because a group of students from a management class are also helping to organize it as part of a class activity. And they're also partnering with the American Cancer Society. So they will be, they'll have cancer survivors there and they'll pay tribute to them. They'll also raise money through an 87-second challenge, which, according to American Cancer Society, someone is diagnosed with cancer every 87 seconds. And so they do a kind of pass around the bucket around the crowd for 87 seconds, asking for people to donate. They'll do that a few times during the game and probably do some other activities to raise funds for cancer research on Friday evening. So that'll be a really great event. Also next Wednesday, December 13th, the Student Council at West Bend West and East High Schools is holding a holiday community blood drive. And so it is a community blood drive. It's not only for students and staff of the high schools and the district, but it's for the community. And that's in the South Gym, which you would enter from River Road. And so that's from 7 to 5 in the South Gym all day next Wednesday.
Okay. And this is the time of year where we have holiday concerts abounding.
Yes. If listeners want to go to the West Bend School District website, you can. It would be west-bend.k12.wi.us. I know that's difficult. So
you can just search it.
You can just type in West Bend School District. Yeah. On our homepage, there is a list of all the upcoming holiday programs for all the schools. We're really lucky to have the Silver Lining Arts Center, and so a lot of them are taking place there. But because it's also a busy time, several of our schools are having winter concerts instead, moving them to January or February. But I know that the band and the choir are going to be performing at the Silver Lining Arts Center in January and February, so the high school band, so that'll be great.
Just had the big Pops concert last night with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra to benefit the Columns Fund.
So, yes, that's a great fundraiser for, and Columns is a wonderful asset for our community in raising funds for scholarships for graduates of West Bend East and West.
We gave away some tickets, and I did get a call from one of the people who won this morning who said it was a beautiful concert.
Right. Well, I attended a basketball game at the school at the same time, and all the parking lots were packed, so that was really great to see.
Great. What else is going on?
Well, we also have the Early Childhood Education Program for East and West High Schools. They are kind of doing their end of the year program where they're asking people in the community to bring their preschool age children to a play school that they hold where the students can then learn, put their skills to work. And there's some information about that on our website as well. And there'll be sessions in starting next week, but also into January as well. And this gives the students a great opportunity to interact with the kids and observe them, but also then use their skills to teach them as well.
Sure,
they're learning already in high school, ready for life after high school.
One of the things that I've talked about with Laura through the fall has been the facilities committee, and I know those meetings are ongoing and. Mm-hmm. Looking at Jackson and also at the high schools?
Yes. Yes, I'm a part of that committee, actually, and it's been a really great learning experience. And it's been a really dedicated group of volunteer and citizens of the district who give of their time every 2 weeks to attend meetings with the district and the architects who are kind of facilitating the process. And it started with a really detailed tour of Jackson Elementary and then tours of both high schools to show kind of some of the conditions that they're dealing with and some of the challenges they have. And then now we're looking closely at the needs of both facilities. And it's been very eye-opening, but it's also been very gratifying to see the members of the community giving of their time to come and contribute. There's, you know, people of different specialties. Obviously, I'm in communications, but there's people there who are engineers. There's people there who are financial people. And so kind of bringing together all of the expertise and the great interest in the district and in educating the children of the district is in the best way possible to come up with some kind of recommendation for the school board. So that's ongoing. It'll be going into the spring.
Right. I understand that the recommendation of the school board is sometime towards the end of the year.
Yes. We'll be working for a number of weeks to go through. There's a lot to go through
right.
And a lot to discuss and a lot to really wrap your arms around. I know we had a presentation by a representative of Baird about school public school funding that was really eye-opening for people, and it really helped to put in perspective of why schools go through this process. And so that really helped to move us in further along the line of understanding just what we're talking about here.
Right. What else is on your list this morning?
Well, Oh, I wanted to remind people that if you are going to the Silver Lining Arts Center for a holiday presentation, please stop in the gallery. There's a wonderful gallery attached to the Arts Center with artwork of West Bend students. And it's not only high school, it's kids from all the schools that the wonderful art teachers have gathered and placed in the gallery for people to take a look at and see just the great talent we have in the district with our artistic talent. So that's been great. Also, I wanted to make people aware that the winter sports have all started for both East and West High School, and boys and girls basketball, girls gymnastics, wrestling, boys and girls bowling also, bowling teams. And then the swim team, the boys' swim team, is a co-op team. So it's students from both East and West make up that team. We even have skiing and snowboarding teams. They might not be starting yet, just yet.
They'd like a little snow first.
Right. But I've seen the ski hills have been making snow, so that's good.
Yep.
And then there's also a boys' hockey team that has students from Germantown and other area schools.
A larger co-op kind
of
deal.
Okay. Right. Although it started at the beginning of the school year, for the winter sports, this is the first year they're competing in the North Shore Conference. The Wisconsin Little Ten Conference was disbanded.
Right.
And so along with Slinger and Hartford, West Bend East and West joined the North Shore Conference.
And what that really means is for a lot of sports, there's really no non-conference games because of the way the matchups go,
right.
So you can play everybody in the conference.
Right. There's fewer. This conference has 10 teams instead of 8, and the Wisconsin Little 10 had 8, so you had more non-conference games. So now you're playing higher stakes, I guess. Right. But it is nice to have a shorter distance to travel. Speaking as a parent of a student, it was not ideal to be driving to Beaver Dam on Thursday evenings or something, and not ideal for the students either.
Especially in the winter.
Right, exactly. And so now I think the furthest you're going is Whitefish Bay, and really short trips to Grafton and Cedarburg, and they've always been going to Hartford and Slinger, so that makes it really great. But I know all the winter teams are getting accustomed to the different competition in this in this conference. Some sports may be easier than the Wisconsin Little Ten one. Some sports may be harder. So
right.
It's a learning experience for everybody.
All right. Did we cover everything?
Yes.
Great. Well, again, Nancy Kunkler, the communications director for West Bend Schools. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you, and we look forward to seeing your smiling face again.
Thank you.